Hello and welcome to the Lemonade Lifestyle Automotive Podcast. My name is Niall and joining me tonight is Bulge. Apparently I didn't need him here for this bit, so he's gone for a piss. Hello, I'm fucking angry. Bulge, welcome. Stop fucking talking to me, you fat cunt. But there's no need for that, you bold wanker. Anyway, how's things? Oh, you're still not here, despite the fact that I said I didn't need you for this bit, you fucking Clarence. But guess who else is here? John's here.
Hi. I don't know which one of your personalities I'm supposed to talk to, but hi, I think.
How are you?
Fair
to middling.
Yeah. Mid to middling.
Mid to middling.
We're here.
We are indeed.
Yeah. So, apologies, I've been away for a while. Not going to lie, it might not be the last time it happens, but we'll see.
Yeah. If you're here, we'll be grateful. If you're not, then
Bulge. You'll be grateful.
Then Bulge will probably find an excuse not to come. Oh, here he is. Mister, you don't need me for this bit. We are currently 1 minute and 10 seconds in. Would you like to say anything? Is Bulge even here, or is it just me and you tonight?
I don't know anymore.
Who kid knows?
I don't know. The lack of sleep and stuff. I don't know if I might be hallucinating. And I might not even be here myself.
I mean, I'm here in body, not so much spirit. Right, say something, you're back. You're back.
You're back.
Say you're back, girl. See how similar it sounds to our impression. Talk, you fucking goon.
What'd you call me?
Hey. All right, then.
Yeah?
How was your slash?
Good.
What's new?
I spent 4 hours in traffic yesterday.
That's your job, though.
Yes and no.
It is.
Where were you yesterday?
In bloody Welsh Wales.
Welsh Wales? You go that far?
Yeah, we do at the moment.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What part of Welsh Wales?
Between Bali and Cardiff.
Oh.
And that accent was...
it was meant to be Welsh,
to hill.
But...
You go to hill to go down? 4 hours worth of traffic,
what
mine.
Would you call me?
Any sauce salad, boss?
No, I think they're more into curries, but...
Yeah, true.
Electronics are their thing.
Yeah.
Nah. Used to be PC World, but since they merged...
Yeah. Remember Dixon's?
Yeah, but not that old.
You sure?
Remember Woolworths?
Yeah.
When it first opened.
I've got boots on, so sorry. Yeah. You do. You were friends of Mr. Woolworths, weren't you?
Remember British Home Stores?
They're still going, aren't they?
No.
Are they? Online. A bit like Debenhams.
Oh, yeah.
Debenham Hams, as Americans would call it.
Burton's?
Burton's gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Burton's been gone for ages.
Bugger, aye.
That's why John has to go to M&S now for all these clothes.
No, I go to Next.
Obviously.
Next.
Yeah.
Next.
M&S is the
sizing?
No, it's not the sizing. It's just
the old man.
It's the styling, yeah.
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 Yeah, I don't mind food from M&S, if I'm honest with you.
Oh, the food is.
I don't think I'd ever buy clothes from there.
Yeah. The underwear's okay.
Morning. Underwear?
Yeah.
Underwear.
Do we call it underwear as men? Or do you mean negligees?
Negligee.
Almost sounds racist,
yeah,
doesn't it?
John in suspenders.
Hello.
There's not a single
a dream
pair of
true.
Eyes on this world that would want to see that.
I don't know. I'm
positive.
Lemonade Lifestyle only fans.
Giant testicle hanging out
yes.
the side. Some crotchless pants.
Yes, it is.
Anyway.
So John wears M&S boxers is what we're getting at.
Well, actually, I wear Next ones.
Right.
I'm just
been a fun
I'm just
exercise.
Saying that the M&S ones are okay.
Okay, well, bear that in mind.
Yeah.
Okay.
To be fair, what I will say is their shorts, they're like chino-style shorts.
Yeah.
Bob very on. Good. Yeah, they got a nice stretch on the waistband.
Oh, that's what I need.
Yeah, they're ever so comfortable.
Yeah, that's what I need.
And a good pocket on them as well.
Yeah.
Not one of these little shallow pieces of shit that as soon as you sit down, your
phone falls out.
And,
yeah, I had it the other day, fell out in the car, could not for the life of me get it out. And all my phone.
Or I couldn't find it.
Yeah, bam. Oh, lordy. You're looking quite trim, Bulge. When you came back from your elongated piss that you told me we didn't need to be here for, you look quite trim. Have you lost a few pounds? Or
no.
You keep gaining them?
Definitely gained them.
Just bought a bigger jumper.
Definitely gained them.
Actually, to move the table, you've gained a few pounds, didn't you?
Well, it's not that. It was like...
It's funny, though.
I walked in here and I was like...
It hasn't moved, by the way.
No, I know it hasn't. Because I walked in here, I went to get in here, I was like, why do I always struggle to get in this fucking end? And I looked and went, oh, Niall's got 20 feet of room the other end, right.
Yeah, because I sit there to, you know, lose it, how let loose. Get frustrated, I'm dead again. And I don't know where from.
We all do that.
Oh, yeah.
What a stupid game.
What a stupid, fantastic, annoying game that is. It's weird because I go on. It's 50-50 if I have a good time. I mean, I have a laugh.
Yeah.
I mean, we were singing Pitbull the whole time the other night, weren't we?
Yeah.
Fireball. And obviously, because we've got live mics, just every now and again, you just hear...
from stuck somewhere. In your ear, doesn't it?
Fireball. Bold say fireball.
Absolutely not.
Have you heard the song?
No.
Yeah, you must
have. You have.
Oh, you definitely have, because it was basically on repeat when we went to the Alliford.
Oh, yes, of course it was. I remember
that. Oh, what was this?
Oh, the time that you and Benny and Maddie came for my birthday.
You helmet.
Oh, right, okay. I did
think... look at the faux offence that went on his face.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So what I meant... Oh, wait, I was there early.
Oh, I forgot I was there. I was there early. Changed man now.
Shocked. He is.
I'm not late for things
anymore.
Turned
a new leaf.
I have a leafs. New leafs. Yeah, well, there you go.
That was with the overly enthusiastic waitress, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm all for enjoying a job,
but
I'm also for calming down a little bit, please.
Just down a couple of notches.
And also know the answers to our questions. And don't overcharge us as well, which she also tried to do, didn't they? That's a beer and burger night, but we're going to charge you the same as we normally do.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's not been quite as busy as we hoped it would be tonight, so we're going to charge you full price.
Yeah, because what we've done is put a child's disco during our sort of beer and burger night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then no children turned up, much to Niall's disappointment.
Well, hey, Ban. To be fair, there was those annoying kids running around a lot.
What is the difference, though, with your mega burgers? Well, they're just bigger.
Yeah.
There's just more...
Things in them.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Right.
It's a stuffing burger. Cool. Yeah. It's not Christmas yet.
Yeah, we won't have that then.
No.
We don't know what it is.
Because we don't even know if it's a burger that we're going to get.
Just going to get two buns with some massive in the middle. I think I put too much massive in this one. Shit. How am I supposed to get my mouth around this massive? And other things people have said to Bulge. Anyway.
I was about to say, and other things I've never heard.
And other things I've said in public toilets with a hole drilled in the wall.
It's oddly specific.
And other things I've said with my feet in carrier bags. Here's a question, seeing as it's a car podcast. Is cottaging to have your feet in the carrier bag, is that the act?
You're the expert.
Or is the
you
act
tell
to
me.
Do something in a public toilet?
Well, I think it's the public toilet bit, isn't it?
Oh, so it's the carrier bag part.
I mean, if only we could ask George Michael.
Oh, wait, he did.
I still think one of the most British and underrated bits of comedy gold was when George Michael crashed his Range Rover into the Snappy Snaps and somebody spray painted Wham where he crashed his... Genius. Oh. Is utter genius.
Yeah, you can't be British humour, can you?
No.
Anyway. Well, you can if you're the government and you don't agree with that.
Oh, God, here we go.
Here we go again. It only took 9 minutes this time.
Yeah.
Something
social
about shiny,
credit
yeah,
score.
Social credit
Farmer,
scores.
Farmer, Harmer, Starmer, two-tier,
Kia,
blah, 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 blah. We're all fucked. We all know.
Yes.
Yeah. That.
That times 10.
However, I do agree with absolutely everything that you're complaining about, by the way.
Yeah, we sort of touched on this last time, didn't we?
And I will be more than happy to tell them to go and fuck themselves when they tell me I need a digital ID.
Yeah, we touched on this as well, didn't we?
Yeah, they can definitely go fuck themselves.
That was after the pod, wasn't it? We were here for about an hour putting the world to rights.
Do you know, one person I've always disliked, but at the moment I can't...
No, oh, wait, that's me.
That's you.
But at the moment... I can't do anything but agree with her. Is that fucking Katie Hopkins?
Yep.
She's you know, she's gone from the most hated to... I mean, to be honest with you, yeah.
She's not wrong.
She's got a point. Yeah.
When are we going to realise that old Robinson is half right then? Are we still on that bandwagon that was disagreeing?
Oh, no, I think he is correct, to be honest.
I've, you know, but I don't... This is not car-based at all.
No, but if you listen to him, he's not actually racist.
It's Christmas. Getting time off work.
Yeah, if you listen to him, he's not actually racist.
No, and it's high time that everyone else realised this.
Yeah.
Because I realised this quite a few years ago.
Yeah.
But I was...
Well, when people started actually allowing him to speak, not talking over him and cutting it up so he looks
like... Oh, nothing goes my head in
some
more.
Some fucking horrible racist bastard. It's like...
The BBC you're talking about.
Yeah, basically that. The British Bias Broadcasting Cunt Parade.
Cunt Parade, I think it was like
Yeah, that. Parade of cunts. Yeah, when they actually let him speak and you sort of listen, it's like, okay, what they've done is they've gone, this man has got a working class London accent, Luton London accent, and they've gone, oh, he's just racist then.
Yeah. Oh, hang on, he changed his name once.
Yeah. Is that tea? That tea, is it?
Yeah, that's tea.
It looks like what I just left in the loo.
Right. I'm just about to drink this. If you could not say things like that before I drink it. I told you I'm a teasman now.
Does it like piss?
No, it doesn't. If your piss looks like that bulge, you want to go see my bow tie man. He'll sort you right out or something. Literally. What do you know what gets me, right?
Diabetes.
I mean, it will eventually.
And me.
And, well, you first, because you're considerably older than I am. Anyway, three let's keep talking over Bolsh, which tells me it's 3 years.
Just saying.
Is imagine, right?
All the people. No, sorry.
Imagine. Oh. So, you are. What's he called again? It's not Tom Robinson. That's someone else. He done that lorry driver song.
Terry Tibbs.
No, that's somebody else again. Tom Robinson done 2, 4, 6, 8. Oh, never too late. How do you not know that's a fucking trucker anthem?
It's a fucking bag of shit is what that is.
Do you know the song?
Yeah.
Well, I suggest you take that back right now.
No. Absolutely not.
Something about double white lines? Brilliant song.
This means two different things when you work in your old industry.
Yeah. I think Grandmaster Flash had a similar song. Vision, Dreams of Passion. Anyway. Imagine, right, that you are... What's his name? It's not Tony Robinson. That's a
Tommy.
Bloke.
Tommy.
Tommy. Tony
his real
Robinson.
Name's Stephen Yaxley-Lennon, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. Who gives a fuck about his real name?
Honestly, I've touched on this before, but I'm going to say it again. Why people fixate on him changing his name, I'll never know.
Yeah.
The same people have gone, what, Vanilla Ice, that's not his real name? Yeah. No, it's fucking not.
You mean Ice Cube isn't called Ice Cube? Yeah.
Are they related?
The artist Dre is not a Prince. Doctor.
Yeah, is Vanilla Ice and Ice Cube related? They must be.
Yeah.
Different dads, maybe?
Stepbrothers, they're stepbrothers. Imagine you're him. God, I think that's a good for shit.
That was concerning.
Damn!
Have you got a spare Spider-Man duvet?
I might actually
there?
Pause, to be honest with you.
That good, is it?
I wouldn't say good, but...
Well,
goose. I'll
try and get through this. Yeah, goose is more
He's
like
goosed
it.
Goosed it.
Shitting like her. So, I'm going to pause. Hello.
Are you sure that's the right button?
It is now.
Is it now
two
files?
The play button.
I know, but it doesn't feel right. We're not playing it. We're just recording it again.
Mm. Yeah, but so you pushed pause, didn't you?
Yes, so. I paused it, but I'm not playing it, though, am I?
Two files instead of one. Now.
This is two files.
There's fucking two files in this room, I can
hello,
tell you.
Hello, hello.
Me.
So, Tommy Robinson, imagine...
All the people.
We've already done
this. We've done this. Mere seconds ago to the listener, about 15 minutes ago for us, because Bulge was gone for so long.
And Niall was destroying his own toilet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In quite graphic detail. Anyway.
It generally is, actually, isn't it, really?
Anyway, Tommy Robinson.
Imagine knowing 10 years ago, 15 years ago, even 20 years ago, that there are groups of people doing certain things. And you think, oh my God. Somebody needs to speak out about this. So he puts himself on this platform, or changes his name, puts himself on this platform, and everyone goes, you daft racist, right? And you go, no. And you spend your whole life, you dedicate every single part of your life to it, your family's life, you know, career, everything,
yeah,
to making people aware that this goes on. We need to know about this. And for years, everyone goes, lock this man up.
Yeah, and he's like, they're racist and a
me?
Bigger...
I'm trying to tell you that don't say the truths that we don't want to hear.
Meanwhile, the police are covering all these things up and not investigating them. And,
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So I'm kind of glad. Well, not kind of, I am glad. You can think we're a bunch of racist bigots all you like. And if I'm being honest, if you're still part of that brigade, then whatever. If you want to turn this off, that's fine by us.
Bye.
Yeah. We're apparently played in 63 countries or whatever. What was it?
Yeah.
Was it 63?
36?
No, 63 people.
No, apparently not, according to Spotify. I don't know what's happened there.
Wow.
Something like 39 countries.
Call me?
All right. Is this a new thing? Because I'm all for it.
It is.
Good, may it continue. Well, anyway, let's move on from not racists and not bigots.
Yeah, well...
So what's new with you? 90...
No.
The police have shown up at your door to arrest you for having too many remaps?
No.
Anything new
it's
with the car?
It's more likely to be the baghead next door.
I live it. Me. What about Valentin Man? Is he still there?
No.
I keep seeing his van around. Oh, is he?
Yeah, he's long gone. Well, I say long gone. They're like the other side of the village.
Village? Is it classed as a village?
Yeah.
I suppose it would be. Yeah. I think if it's like a parish that's connected to Taunton.
Well, it is a parish as well, but...
I don't know what a parish is, but I seem to say the word parish with such... Like, I know what a parish is, but someone said, what's a parish then? I'm like, well, it's just that bit on the side. It's like Taunton's Boyle. I mean...
The way Uffcombe is Taunton's genital wart.
Oh, I didn't see a lose coming out of that. I thought, I fucking got you. Balls,
and Clunton is Exeter's hemorrhoid.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Pinot's the gooch. Which makes Plymouth the asshole.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was it you used to say? If asshole... No, if...
If nowhere an asshole...
This would be it, yeah. Which is a brilliant turn of phrase. Because you say in the ass end of nowhere, don't you? Is that kind of it's a derivative?
Derivative.
English is my first language. Oh, so what's anything new car-wise?
No. Honestly.
I can tell, and I don't want to go into this too much, but I can tell you're kind of in, not new car mode, but this isn't going to be around for much longer. It'll probably be a year, knowing you.
Yeah, probably.
6 months to a year.
Yeah.
But that kind of means it's just going to sort of tick along until it's new
car time. Yeah, the annoying part is I kind of have to break it.
You don't.
A word.
You don't.
A word.
What's it worth then? $2,000.
On a good day, yeah.
Yeah. What's it worth in bits then?
Well, as we touched on last time,
morning.
High pressure fuel pump's worth at least £500.
Yeah, but is it worth bothering your ass?
It's 3 bolts.
I mean, breaking the rest of it.
That's the
trouble, isn't it? I mean, it's all right if you can get a second hand high pressure fuel pump that works for £50.
Yeah.
That's the other thing. You take the high pressure fuel pump, the engine's worthless, isn't it? Car.
Well, the only other option is something like, I don't know, buy an 8 PS3 or Jesus Christ. I'm not buying Jesus Christ.
I think we should stop going to charcoal grills, honest with you.
I think it's all... Well, John had a tray of...
Go in there!
John had a tray of mystery meat and Niall had some partially cooked chicken again, so...
Yeah, I think that's probably what's upset my gut so much, probably.
Probably, yeah.
Not the beatus.
Beaters.
Chicken shouldn't be sort of like crunchy, not crunchy, but like that sort of, you know, when you chop chicken, it's like there's like substance to it, whereas when it's cooked it's nice and sort of soft and succulent.
It's been overcooked, probably.
It didn't look like it had been overcooked.
The outside was overcooked. Yeah.
Like a steak, literally.
Chicken steak, not good. What was I saying? So I could buy something like, I don't know, an Edition 30 Golf or an S3, because they've got the same engine and I could put the high pressure pump in it and the air intake and all that stuff.
Bit of a sideways move though, isn't it?
S3 isn't.
It is.
Kind of.
I hate to break it to you. Yeah, same engine, isn't it?
It's a higher performance version of that engine. Yeah.
Yeah, but
I don't know. I don't know what to do is the honest answer. I mean,
but I think Bay, I mean,
M. Vey.
That's fine, but there's no point in having two F-body cars in the same house.
There is.
They're two totally
all
different cars.
Of the points to having two of them.
Yeah. I think it means admitting I'm a little bit right.
What do you mean?
Do you enjoy driving Beth's car?
I do.
Right. So why not have your own?
Well, I want a petrol one.
And even better.
Like, your car's fucking expensive still.
You don't have to buy a 340, do you?
No, true. Would piss somebody off, though.
Wouldn't piss me off. As I said, I love them. You know I do.
Yeah, yeah.
The problem is you'll spend your hard-earned cash on one.
But you get a pre-LCI for...
Yeah.
For sensible money on a 340. And then I can lord it over you that I've got an LCI
exactly
version.
That. This is my problem with the F30 and 31.
Oh God, I'm not scared of remapping mine, so...
We know this.
Faster.
Christ. How many fucking...
Neither am I.
Car.
I just don't need to.
No, I know. It's fast enough.
I've technically still got a remap in lieu.
With a Cornwall. Wee!
I don't want to go all the way down there, though. Oi, oi!
Wee!
Bang. Yeah.
God.
I still got a remap that I'm owed for an exhaust. In the loo.
God, Christ, don't go in there, Mark.
I wouldn't go in there, you gassed.
But, but you'll spend hard-earned money. Are you seriously thinking about a 30, are you, or 31? Because I thought you were on a 1-1-er.
Well, this is the other thing, is do I go, like, completely... Because the thing is, if
F.
F. Bobby. F. Goof.
Right, so hear me out before do we interrupt you. You are right.
I changed the habit of a lifetime.
It is pointless having two F30 31s in the same house.
Especially two 3-litre diesel ones. It's...
What you might as well do, you want a petrol one, so you wouldn't do that, would you, dork?
Well, no, but you know what I mean.
No. So.
Of course you don't.
No, because you made no sense at all. That's why I don't know what you mean. Let's just concede, I'm right. So, you don't need two cars like that.
No.
You need, not need, but it would make sense for you to get a 130. For argument's sake, blat around, do all your 90 mile an hour stuff, all of this sort of fast road illegal crime you like to commit.
Right.
But, oh, lordy, we're going to the Isles of Scilly again. Should we take the 130? No. What we will do is take the 4-4-3-3-4, whatever the hell it is, on the drive, because it's big and it's comfortable and it's this and it's that and the other. Cool. When we get home, I want to drive like my ass is on fire and commit some crime. We'll take the 1 Series. You don't need two cars the exact same because you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm just...
In the same way I've got comfy daily and a track car.
That you never drive.
That I never drive, no. But it's still own it. But it's interchangeable. Well, I wouldn't buy two of the same car.
Yeah.
I wouldn't buy two 330Ds and then put one in a fucking barn during winter, would
Pointless.
I? Pointless. So the whole point of you getting two F30s, pointless.
Yeah.
So... Don't get an F30. And they're overdone to fuck. And you'll spend your hard earned
money. I still disagree with that.
Yeah.
What?
Because the thing is that if Bulge went and bought an F3X of any description, it's his. It's not Beth's, it's his.
True.
No, true. But when I talk about repurpose for them, you need to get to work and drive like your ass is on fire. That's it, isn't it, essentially? You keep pulling that face, but you like a spirited drive, don't you? Well, I don't.
Not less and less.
But you still do.
Yeah.
I can't think of anything worse driving fast on the road. It makes me feel sick.
I've
been banned.
Tell yourself in Wales that.
Yeah, right.
That's a bit different.
Okay.
Oh, no, I wasn't there. I never drive my track car, so I couldn't have been there. Or something. That was different.
It wasn't, though.
Different jurisdiction.
No. Yeah.
Head Lou, never heard of him. Never
Ed,
met him.
Yeah. Lou.
Head from a man called Lou. Can't get there quick enough. What? Story of my life. So, yeah. Me saying you like a spirited drive isn't taking the piss. You have always and still do. Right, you might do it less, but you don't.
Mm.
You like to put big brakes and grippy tyres on cars for what? Willy waving?
Yeah.
Or to use them?
Mm-hmm.
To use them. God, I've been right twice in one night. So.
Don't get used to it.
No, I think.
Christmas miracle.
That's Christmas miracle. That's me for life now, I think.
No, I just don't know, because I was looking earlier on eBay. It was just like, what's about? What is a boot?
Annoyingly, F30s. 130s keep popping up on my fucking... Because I looked at three for you.
Yeah.
I went, this is what you want to buy, Bulge. That would be perfect for you. And there's numerous ones on there that would be perfect
for you. I like the idea of that, because it's the last natural... It is really the last naturally aspirated six they made, wasn't it? Or one of them.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, they're all coming to an end. It's not like it was the only one.
But... Yeah, yeah. And they make decent power. They're not...
Well, they're light. They're chuckable.
Yeah, they're not
in race
slow.
Series. They're
not,
nice little cars.
It's not like buying a 120i and going, we're going to make it a faster car. And, you know.
No.
You know.
And so also for what you need it for. Like, John, you need an estate.
Mm.
There's no want. It's a need.
No.
You don't need anything. You don't even need a five door.
Genuinely, really, no. If... Sorry, if I had to sell my car tomorrow...
Yeah. 190e, talk to me.
No. I honestly think I would go and buy a van. I'd go and buy a proper Caravelle, like one that's been done properly, so that when Archie gets older and we go out for
factory day van is what you say.
Yeah.
What, like the sink and the bed?
Basically.
Yeah,
you know that, that we could go away for one night, and it's not a big deal.
Totally.
I can put a bike rack on the back and we can go off with our bicycles, and if we get muddy, there's a sink. Perfect.
Yeah.
I can wash my hands, and there's plenty of space for the dog and for this and for that, etc.
I'd love something like that.
Mm. Yeah.
But you don't even have to stay overnight. You can just go out for the day.
Yeah.
Go out nice and early. You can cook your lunch in it. You know, some bacon sarnies on the move.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, wash your hands if you need. You've got everything you need there.
Cup of coffee. Lovely.
Yeah. Cup of coffee.
Yeah.
There you go, and away you go.
Don't have to pay for cost of shit.
Nope. Cost of shit.
It's shit. Yeah. So, you know, and that is genuine, because the other thing is that there's nothing I would change that for that's the same.
No.
Other than going to a G-body, but... Then I've got that, like, but now I'm going to be spending £45,000.
Yeah.
On one it's got 50,000 miles on it already.
And it's the same drive-thru.
And also, it's not like you're jumping from an E46 to an F30 and going, fucking hell.
It's spaceship.
It's like getting, using mine and Bulge's terms, it's like going from an iPhone 15 to a 16. You think, brilliant. Exactly the same as the phone I've just got rid of.
Yeah.
If you go from a fucking 10 to a 15, it's like, voila, this is fucking miles apart. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But my whole point is, you don't need an estate, you don't need a big car, you don't need it to be particularly comfy, really. Your situation has changed somewhat, because obviously, with Beth and her car and everything else, you can kind of sacrifice, I don't need a comfy diesel automatic, because we'll take hers if we're going to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, you wouldn't want to drive, because I remember you were looking, before you got the Octavia... 320Ds, 330Ds, all that sort of stuff, because, I might want to go to Wales and ride the bike, and I'd like some reasonable fuel economy while I'm doing it. Yeah. I might want to do this, I might want to do that. But your situation changes. You almost have to think of your car as the second car, really. It's to get you to work.
It's your daily,
yeah.
But realistically, it's not the car that you take.
No.
And this is the thing, this is where things changed for us, is that Penny's car... was Penny's daily, but the car that we take, because it's a nicer car, it's a nicer place to be. I was in the shitty old Renault.
Yeah.
And then it stayed that way up until I got the Skoda. And then when I got the Skoda, all of a sudden it's like, this is just as nice, if not nicer, to be in.
And bigger.
It's bigger, we can fit more shit in it.
Yeah.
It's better on fuel, etc., etc.
Yeah.
And now the Beamer's just taken that role.
Yeah.
You know? It doesn't mean... If Bulge was to go and get, even if you were, I know you wouldn't, but even if you were to go and buy the exact same thing, it's still different because it's your car.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not, you don't have to be going out together for you to drive the car that you quite like, if you catch what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know, I personally... like, obviously, don't get me wrong, you've already said that, I might as well get a petrol one. Because like Niles just said, we've already got the big six-cylinder diesel that that will return 65 to the gallon on a run, and it is quiet, and it is comfortable, and it's got all the shit inside that we need it to have, want it to have.
Yeah.
So we'll take that when we're doing any kind of
distance
touring, whatever.
How often when you two do something together do you take the Skoda?
More often than not, we go in the BMW, but every so often it's just like, well, I'll take my car. I've got fuel. There's fuel in mine.
But what? You could have that with a 130 on.
Definitely.
Because a 130 is the same tax bracket as that. It might be a tiny bit worse on fuel, but probably not much.
I don't think it's going to be enough for you.
I don't think there'll be much in it.
Yeah, no. It's not 60 to the gallon to 25.
No, it's going to be 28.
You're not jumping in the
V8. Yeah.
It's be like averaging 35 to averaging 28 or 30. It's not the end of the world.
Yeah. An extra 5 miles per 5 litres of fuel you put in it.
Yeah.
Damn. Have I coped all this time?
Yeah.
So I just don't know what to do.
Well, you seemed, I wouldn't say hell-bent, because you definitely weren't hell-bent, but you seemed to be nodding towards a 130. But
I swayed towards a 130.
But since then, has F30s come into mind, possibly?
No, an F30's never really come into mind.
It's kind of one of those that, and this is just my personal opinion, but I feel like you need to put your hand in your pocket. And in the politest way possible,
put your hand in your savings account.
Stop fucking around with old, high mileage stuff that, you know, effectively, if you got £2,000 for your car, don't go and look at another car for £2,000.
No.
You know, because
that's kind of what you've done with the Octavia, wasn't it?
Yeah, it kind of was.
You're going to end up in the exact same old thing. You're going to be really pleased with the car for a bit, and then you'll be like, yeah, it's just old car shit again.
Well, it's more the fact that, like, because the Scud was well under budget, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Which is good. It's good to come in under budget, and you've got a bargain, and it has obviously turned out to be a good car. You've had to put some money into it, but you do that with every car. Mm. You're very, you know, detail-orientated like that, which I've always appreciated. But the problem was, it did, to me, from the outside looking in, just looked a bit out of the frying pan into the fire. You didn't make that sort of big leap forward and buy something that was kind of newer, lower. I know you don't like stuff to be too new, so jumping into something.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what you could also do, which is half an idea, and I've just come up with it, and we know how well my ideas go down. Like that time I spent 4 episodes trying to convince John to get a 190E and it didn't work. Is you could quite possibly buy and build, as it were, a fast road / track car for you both to use.
Yeah.
Comfortable enough for you to get to work in. So, you know, rear seat delete, but, you know, put something in place carpeted so it's not a fucking horrific, rattly piece of shit. You don't need to go all out buckets and harnesses, but some supportive seats and a bit of this and a bit of that. And because she's fond of a track day.
Yeah.
You tried it once.
Need to try a proper track.
Yeah.
No, I won't have any slander against that cafe.
Just the track.
Yeah, but you know, perfect. I mean, and let's be honest, you've had your reasons for not getting a track car, which I didn't necessarily agree with, but I at least understood. Mm. You know, I don't want a one-trick pony. That's EVs apparently, but I don't want a.
Definitely.
I don't want to have to drive to Wales and take my bike and be in something crashy and uncomfortable and all the rest of it. Mm. Now your situation has changed, and it's both up your alley.
Yeah.
Whoever he is. I think it could work very well. Like I said, you don't destroy it to the point where you can't drive it to work every day or take it to refuel or Haynes or whatever.
Yeah.
But also enough compromise that when you do put it on track, which will only be 2-3 times a year,
yeah,
it works well. A bit kind of like the Scud is, but with slightly less daily about it, because your commute to work's fairly short, isn't it?
At the moment, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's what I'd do.
Yeah.
I mean, I've always... I don't know why. I don't know what came into my head one day. I think it was a few years ago when they were relatively... Well, they were younger cars, you know, relatively new. But the idea of a 130, you know,
club sport. Can I just throw another option out there?
Go on.
Which I know is not
Porsche
really...
Porsche 911.
Right, yeah.
If
I know on is, PS4. I know is not really your
daily
cup of tea.
Bit OTT.
But McGann 3 RS 250s are getting incredibly affordable.
Which one of these? Is this the one that we you said?
Spenny Robinson had one.
I didn't know him then, but yeah, that's the one that we were talking about, wasn't it?
Even the 265s, depending on what your budget is, but even a 265 is getting to a point where it's like, that's a lot of car for that money. Now, don't get me wrong, there's a lot of plastic inside.
Yeah.
But
plastic fantastic.
There are also many, 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 many companies now that make nice bits for the interior that just break up the plastic.
Yeah.
You know, flocked bits, but not the whole dash. Can I just say, that's one thing that on most cars I hate.
What, a flock dash?
Is when people flock the entire dash.
Yeah.
It was a real thing for a while. It seems to have dropped off the boil a little bit. Enormous.
I think it's because dashboards got harder to get out of cars.
Yeah, fair.
Probably, yeah.
Truth be told.
Yeah.
Isn't it weird?
It was to just remove this car from the dashboard.
Yeah. Can you imagine taking the dash out of like your car to go and get it flocked? No. No thanks.
I mean, I wouldn't want to take the dash out of a Citroen AX with my knowledge. But
I mean, you can sneeze on that and it'll fall out.
To be fair, it's a Citroen AX. It probably is out because the rest of the car's rotted away.
Yeah.
But you would have...
I think it's a good shout.
You would have an awful lot of good fun in a car like that.
And they come with factory big brakes and all that sort of shit.
And your options are genuinely fucking endless as far as modifying it goes.
Yeah,
if you if you wanted to.
Yeah.
You can focus on just doing geometry and you can have a car that handles like a fucking go-kart.
Mm-hmm.
You can do engine stuff. You can build a... If you've got endless amounts of money, you can build a Garrett GT25 motor for them.
500 horsepower.
Yeah, they'll do 500 horsepower comfortably.
To the front wheels.
You know, that
makes
is,
it pointless. Anything much more than like 280, 300 is kind of pointless.
300, I think, is a sweet spot.
Because you can get them with diffs, can't you?
Yeah, yeah. But even now, like gripper diffs, they're genuinely not that expensive. Mm. Not really.
Well, as it gets, we've said this before, as stuff gets older and people are buying more of them.
Yeah. And they do come up secondhand all the time.
Yeah.
All the time, you know, and it's like it's where people have built a car and then they're like, right, I need to sell it, I'm gonna try and sell it, and then everyone's like, oh yeah, but that's like a track car. That's not a car anymore.
Oh, that diff, that's just going to work, it's gonna be all over the place
and then it's the people like me that have gone, I'm gonna keep that open diff.
and I'm
gonna put it in my garage loft. And if I sell the car and I don't need the diff, then fine, it can go in the bin. But if I can't sell the car and I need to put the diff back in it, I'll sell the gripper that I've just put in there. And put the open diff back in, et cetera, et cetera.
Sorted. Yeah,
so it's not a bad shout.
So buy a BMW McGann, 130 horsepower one.
Or something.
Or something. I honestly think, though, this is your car and you know it inside out and I absolutely do not, but I think you'd be so much more better off selling it as it is. You
so
do this
much more better off.
Don't you dare come at me. I have no argument.
More better.
What's the correct way of saying
more
it?
Fastly.
So much better off.
What'd I say?
So much more better off.
Oh no, that extra word I added. Can somebody call the police? Somebody added an extra word in a sentence. Clarence.
Heathen.
You say again.
I've had this conversation with you.
That's not how the English language works, though, is it?
Yes.
No.
Heard. Heard.
Yeah. Did you know learnt isn't a word? It's learned.
It's learned.
Okay. So, Bowles, are you okay over there?
Sorry, what?
Oh, he's a Clarence, isn't he?
Talking about Formula One, probably.
No, that's later, baby.
So, oh, really? Are we not there yet?
Fucking no chance. We've done a terrific job getting this far.
You went for a shit for 25 minutes.
Oh, yeah, we're not 25
minutes
in, are we? Because I hit the wrong button earlier, didn't I?
Oh, yeah.
I don't like the vibe of this room. I'll fight the failure and lose.
Happy Christmas.
It's Christmas. So, what the fuck was I saying? Yeah, you would be so much better off.
I must admit, I would like a BMW again. Yes. The last one I had was the E36.
Yes. Good, isn't it?
I'd have an E36 again if they weren't, one, 30 fucking year old, and two, so bastard expensive.
You can get cheap ones.
Yeah, but...
They're cheap for a reason.
I'd need to pay Benny £1 million and promise him that jump him again to fire some MIG wire into it.
I mean... there is going to be rust, but we're talking about old cars.
Yeah, of course.
You're going to have some, but they're not going to be... I mean, Benny's wasn't rotted. He had to do some... patch up the seals a bit.
Yeah.
That was it. We're not talking...
But he can do that.
Yeah,
I've got
but
to go,
he,
Benny.
Yeah. And
or
he'll,
John,
and,
who's going to go fuck yourself.
No, Benny will do it for you, and he won't charge you the earth. You're a mate.
I know that, but it's still...
An acquaintance, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, a friend of a friend. That one, not me, obviously. So, yeah. But what I'm getting at is they're not 10 grand for a fucking 316 for grey bumpers. And because I'm on every single E36 page going, the amount of times I've seen one where I thought, God, do you know what?
Yeah, to be fair.
They're not.
No, you do get the occasional one that comes up and you think, it's nice.
They haven't done what E30s have done then, where it's the nice ones are silly money and fucked ones.
They've done what E30s done 10 years ago, where everyone went, "Whoa, this is rare, isn't it?"
Yeah.
Boing. The prices went up momentarily and people went,
I'm not paying that.
And then the prices went back down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's due to come along, I think, the big spike.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I've mentioned it before, I paid £2,000 for mine. Fuck me, you'd rip somebody's arm off for that.
Yeah.
That's the engine.
You know, I would. So some of the cars that I've seen that I think that's nice, actually, they're circa 4,000 for 4 or 5 a nice E36 that's still.
With a decent engine.
Yeah, that's still relatively.
But can you daily a 36 still, or are you just going to ruin it?
I don't know if you'd ruin it.
I mean, you can.
Daily anything.
I suppose, yeah.
Daily's Benny to the E30 for a while. Benny is daily to E30.
I won't waste any more time on it.
And let 1,000 dailies bloom. You know, I mean, I think he should stop driving that thing so often, admittedly. But that's because it's even older to me. I mean, not even funny, you can get an E36 on a T-plate. Who is that?
It was not me.
That sounded leathery.
Yeah.
But you then?
I farted. Well, I know it wasn't me.
Are you sure?
I haven't lost complete control
Mr.
of my
Bowtie,
bowels yet.
Mr. Bowtie found his way in there easy enough. I reckon you could fart and not realise.
And give me a clue.
Gum!
Yeah, they're on a tea plate, which is...
Yeah, true.
What year is that out there?
99, isn't it? That's 06.
Well, that's quite a bit different then. But still, you know, we're not talking... starter handles, are we?
No, it's not a Model T, Niall. Fucking hell.
It's not. And broken wrist, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not. We're not leaving the crowbar in a forward motion, are we?
It's not a Dion Bouton, no.
I mean, it depends, you know. I wouldn't daily a Minter. I wouldn't daily a 328 Sport,
no.
Because that is the bigger end of the scale. You can pick up a 323 Saloon with the M Sport bumpers and a nice set of wheels, and you could quite easily daily that, not a problem.
Yeah.
If it's on 130, 140k, they're not particularly, you know.
No.
Anyway. Well, I mean, I'll always suggest you get a BMW. I do like the Megane idea, though.
That's not a bad idea.
But I do really like the idea of you both having something that you can potentially put on track. Because why not?
Yeah.
She's done enough. Huh?
Megane.
Well, yeah, the Megane would be. Yeah, no, I mean, what I meant was, I like my idea, I like your idea, but overall, Mike...
He likes his idea more.
Yeah. But overall, BMW.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
I can't disagree.
No.
And it's as simple as that. No. It is as simple as that, you know, and yeah, if I had space and I had... enough money, etc., etc., I would go and buy an E36.
Do you want to go to the toilet, Bulge?
I don't think there's anything to come out. It's just all air.
I think it's just gas. No, that was Niall anyway, wasn't me.
Right. It's descended into ass-based chaos in here. At least I had the decency to do it in a different room.
Giggity.
Lord.
You've been doing it the last two times.
Yeah, I have, sorry.
Queen Nile two time.
I'm going to go get the papers. Another Jewish, Italian things are available.
From a film from 1990.
Sticky Bandits.
Yep.
I can't even remember what we were saying there.
Both should buy a BMW and do track days.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Yeah. Well, like I say, I can't agree with you. I can't disagree with you.
Which part, the Beamer bit or the track
bit? Yeah, the Beamer bit. If I had enough money and space, I would buy an E36. And I would either... I mean, what I would really like to buy and build is a proper angry E36.
Mm.
So 2.5 turboed properly, you know, and like an actual fucking hell, yeah. That is gnarly.
Third gear rolling burnout.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Third gear, fuck yeah, old dear.
Yeah.
Bit of that
going
on.
Third gear, fuck yeah, I've run out of talent. Boss.
Yeah.
Yeah. Third gear, I'm not in Henry's M4 crash. Barrier. cone, spin, cone. Cue Henry laughing.
But then, you know, the trouble is, I think this is just the car guy that is, quite clearly, in us.
Yeah.
You know, that... there's loads of shit I'd love to build. I was saying to Benny and you the other day that...
Is that in the group chat? I'm not involved in.
That's the one. Correct. Yeah, yeah.
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 The utterly hilarious one with absolutely no miserableness in it.
That one, yeah.
In a minute there is, we call each other Bulge. Or something.
But,
you wanted to build a Freelander, didn't you?
Yeah, because I think that would be funny. It would be fucking cool to build a Freelander.
Why a K20? Or 24?
K24, because they're cheap.
Oh, is that all?
Yeah. They're,
and they rev to Bilio.
Yeah, they're cheap. They rev.
I still have the word Bilio, I always have.
They rev to the moon, and then you could slap a turbo on it. And everyone
is there an engine
like,
out there you don't want to slap a turbo to?
Not really, to be honest.
He'd slap another one on his engine if he could.
Yeah.
It's true, yeah. Well, if I buy this car, I can get this slapping thing out of me. I could still slap a turbo in there.
But, you know, you think about it, you'd be like, oh, look, a Gaylander. And then all of a sudden...
Yin, din, din, yeah, din.
Bang, 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 out the side. Flinging mud fucking 25 foot in the air.
Fucking
right. Badass.
Yeah.
Everyone would be like... Fuck!
Do you know what really random thing I want to build? I say I want to, like I could even fucking draw what I want. Ready? And tell me this wouldn't be fucking cool. An Audi A.
One.
Good.
Two.
Is it a one
three,
or a two?
Four. The weird aluminium thing. From
the weird aluminium
A2.
Thing. An A2 with a BAM in it and four-wheel drive.
Yeah.
Because aren't they basically all aluminium space frame sort of majoggy, aren't they?
I think it's definitely aluminium panels. I think it is aluminium chassis as well.
Yeah. Cool. I was like, Benny's dad loves them. And I was like, gay.
Yeah.
He was like, nah, they're cool. And I was like, they're not. And the more I look, he's got one which has got like a nice set of wheels on it. You know, like the sort of... The RS4 style wheels that were fitted to every Mark IV Golf and Bora ever. That and the RS6 sort of chunky fives. It had like the RS4 style, the S-line wheels on it. In a sort of anthracite colour on a red A2. Cool.
Yeah.
It just looks so cool. And I was like, oh. And I did see something on the internet where someone was putting a 180 in it. And I was like, cool. Because you turn up to a track day and people be looking because... No one turns up to a track day in a fucking Boggo A2 and goes, oh, let's see what this can do.
Yeah.
Everyone will be looking, thinking,
what's going on?
There's
with that,
something
then?
In that.
Yeah.
And you would just past them. And they were like, get on.
It's a bit like, mate, you had that Skoda Yeti that you put an RS3 running.
Yeah.
And then it's like 500 horsepower is outrunning aerial atoms in a fucking stock looking Skoda Yeti.
Yeah.
Which is quite funny.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah.
What would you build? An Octavia with green brakes.
No, well, I wouldn't leave factory brakes on
that. Very good. I said it, I thought, oh, he's taken a bit tonight. Maybe that was a bit too far. And then you got me back good and proper.
I don't know.
Do you not do the whole fantasizing thing of building stuff?
I mean, I do.
I do it all the time. I'm terrible for it.
I do.
Because I don't have the means, the funds, the knowledge.
I get an idea in my head, and then I'm like, I wonder how much that would be. So I'm like, Facebook Marketplace and eBay, how much is the car? Right. And then how much, the Freelander, for example.
50p.
I was like, I wonder how much a K20 actually goes for. Fucking hell. And then it's like, not K20, K24. So they've put not K20 in it so that it comes up on the search.
What's the 24 out of?
Prelude. Accord.
Accord.
An Accord. Oh, yeah. Of course, yeah. Is that not better? I mean, that mindset
doesn't
of,
rev as high as a 20.
Oh, does it not? Obviously, that mindset of bigger is better.
Yeah.
No, they don't rev as high, but they're talkier. A bit like the H22 was.
Right, yeah.
Like a talkier, slightly lower revving version of a B-Series. Right, okay.
And then it's like, capacity. I'm like, oh, fucking K24 is only £400 running. Okay.
It would be funny with
that. I wonder if you can, look at that, AliExpress, you can buy a turbo kit for £500, everything that you need.
Yeah.
You know what you do for a laugh with your Freelander job is when you put your K24 in it and slap a Wuhan Whirly Boy on it, bring back the old ones. You leave the standard viscous coupling in the Freelander and you see how many launches it will survive before it grenades it. Because I'm betting one.
Yeah.
It might get traction once and then you go to do it again and it'll just shit the viscous coupling all over the floor. And you'll have a very front-wheel drive one then.
Yeah.
Very front-wheel drive.
Yes.
All of the front-wheel drive. Yeah. I tell you what, this is boring if I'm being totally honest. I love an Alpina BMW.
Mm.
I just think they're so cool. Honestly.
Yeah.
I think the old one's cool. Doesn't matter what it is. The new one's like an F31 Alpina.
Mm.
Mm.
Oh, lordy.
The E90 shape didn't do anything for me.
Well.
Like a D3.
This is exactly what I'm coming on to. Basically, it was. I can't think of a comparison, but it was almost like a tribute act.
Yeah.
It's got Alpina written on it.
Yeah.
But it's got a fucking four cylinder diesel in it.
It's got a four cylinder diesel.
It's a 1-2-3 motor, but who cares?
Yeah, still a four banger diesel.
Yeah. Still the whole point is timing chain out at some point.
Yeah.
Because they all do.
The whole point is of. Right. The whole point of an Alpina is fast and comfortable.
Yeah.
It's a thinking man's own car, basically. And it was. None of those things.
Wasn't fast.
No.
It wasn't fast. It didn't make a very good noise. It just was a bit lackluster. And famously, Alpina take the SE of the range.
The body in white, yeah.
Which, in the 90s, when spec wasn't electric windows and an electric aerial was, woo, money, didn't matter so much in the 80s and 90s. Fast forward to, like, early noughties, you had nothing. No auto lights, no auto wipers, no fucking iDrive.
Yeah.
Nothing. And it was just basically the shittest spec car going with quite a piss poor engine, essentially, in the scheme of things.
And a weird front bumper.
Yeah.
Oh, don't say that. The pre facelift, the pre OCI.
Yeah.
Mwah, no. Looks real good. So basically the same as it's always been. An SE bumper with a fucking great big lip on it.
Mm.
Like a big damn of a thing, right? The LCI. Just basically an SE bumper.
Yeah.
But a bit different. But didn't stick with the Alpina. Alpina always looked like, oh, that's an SE bumper, big lip on it. Because that's what it was.
Yeah.
And that's what I like about the earlier ones, the pre-LCIs. Nice wheels, I'll give you that.
Yeah.
You do get some 18-inch Alpina wheels, or 19? One or the other.
Yeah.
That's about it. So what I would love to do, is a 3.5D engine, coupled up to a HP8, whatever the fuck way around you want to say it.
Mm.
I would basically retrofit everything, which is very possible. So I would retrofit the auto lights, the auto wipers.
Well, as long as you can bolt the modules in and code it.
Yeah. I think I have to put a different windscreen in because that's where the sensor is. Whoop-de-doo.
Yeah.
But whoop-de-doo. This is in my head, by the way, so numbers don't matter.
None of this is actually going to happen.
No. iDrive, but like OEM-looking iDrive. Very good. But, like, I'd put the dash in so it had the proper hump. I wouldn't go cutting in like some of the Jippos do and just plonk a screen in.
Yeah.
Proper iDrive thing, but with CarPlay in it. I'd upgrade the sound system. I'd have, you know, I would fucking big turbos, all the power, but on a button as well. Do you know what I mean? Just everything. And basically build the car that Alpina should have.
Yeah. And that's I think they did the D3 just to shift volume, didn't they? Because you do see a lot of them compared to normal Alpinas, like proper Alpinas, I'd say.
Well, BMW and Alpina now have done for a little while. I think Alpina was kind of a bit, oh, fuck. We don't quite have the budget anymore.
Yeah.
This bit, we're struggling a little bit. We're not quite, because the thing is, in the glory days.
And actually, the base spec cars are now too well specced.
But what they're doing now, if you look at like an F30,
they're
not the base cars anymore. No. Even, well, I mean, famously, they say about BMWs, anything you get standard is the air in the cabin.
Yeah.
So I doubt that's changed, but they are definitely higher spec now.
Yeah.
So that's what I would do.
Yeah.
Anything up your sleeve? Anything come to mind? And no M606 in Summit?
No. I think, I mean, yeah.
No, yeah.
in Summit, but yeah. No, not for me. I think I would love to do something like... That's difficult.
What's your favourite engine?
B58.
Honda, but no. I really like the old Audi 5-cylinder.
There you go.
So I would almost like to do something with like an S2 maybe, just go silly with it perhaps, I don't know.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be
like mine and Niles, these obscene fucking engine swaps. It can just be like, I'd like to go and find a short wheelbase Quattro and just build...
Steal it from the owner because I could never possibly yeah, buy it.
But, and just build an exact replica of the white and yellow livery.
Yeah,
the one that everybody fucking knows with the wide body, the big wings, the big flappy mud flaps.
Yeah.
And make it so that it goes... Yeah. Banging fire out the fucking side of the bonnet and
You say that, it can be whatever you want it to be. If you want to get an S2 and build whatever. I mean, mine, I said all this to Benny. I was like, God, I'd love to do that, mate. I'd love to do that. He went, here's an idea. Why don't you just buy a 335D, just put some Alpina wheels on it?
Yeah.
And I was like,
don't ruin my fun.
It's not the same.
Yeah.
He went, fucking is. He said, how much your set of Alpina wheels? Certainly less than that nonsense you'll be fucking around with.
Just like, thought of it.
Go on then. Hit us with it.
E90 M3.
Yeah.
With a manual, because I'm a heathen, apparently, according to Niall.
I like manuals.
So E90 M3 in, like, I'm going to say, what's the fucking blue that the E90 came in? Is it...
Le Mans?
No, not Le Mans, the lighter one.
Estrel.
No.
Sky blue, light blue,
Bonnie light blue. Oh,
that's something else.
That's grim.
Arrested.
Oh, is it Laguna Seca? No, that's an E46, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, what a colour that is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
but no, anyway.
So much better than that Yas Marina blue.
Yeah.
The M4.
No. So E90 M3. Saloon, obviously. Yep. Fat ass. Manuel, I would want, so Dynan did a 4.8 litre stroker kit for it.
Yeah.
And it upped the compression ratio, which basically the one criticism people tend to have of that engine is a bit light on torque.
Mm-hmm.
Does all the power, does all the revs. But this kit will basically make it, I think it was 530 horsepower, naturally aspirated, with a nice bump in torque because of the extra capacity, and it'll still rev to Christmas, you know?
Yeah.
Rev to 2 weeks' time.
Rev to the 25th of December.
Yeah.
It'll rev to Jesus' birthday or something.
Yeah, something like that. just that, I think, because it just sort of fixes that problem. That's what I'd probably do if I had shitloads of money.
Yeah. Yeah. But there's, like
that.
Or
just fucking whack a supercharger on it. But I think there's something to be said about a naturally aspirated revy engine.
I'll be honest with you.
Mainly because they don't exist anymore, really.
No. And that's the thing, is even back in there when I was a young lad fucking around with shit four banger E36s. The thing, the cool thing, if you were minted, was to supercharge your 328.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, look, an M3 power and this and that, and you have a, and you're the man. It never done anything for me. And now, especially now, everything's turbocharged.
Yep.
Even less. Ironically, I never was into M50 turbos. I never thought that was a cool thing.
Mm.
Until quite recently, when I just sort of, like you said, that fucking Larry.
Yeah.
Mentalness. I just think, caw, yes.
That. Yeah, like fucking gnarly.
Like a 2J that had been tuned in the 90s.
Yeah, yeah, basically. That.
So,
yeah.
So it still had shitloads of turbo
spitting
lag.
Fire and anti-lag on it and a screamer pipe and just general like...
And all the wastegate noises. So,
yeah, sort of unassuming at the same time.
Yeah.
You know, it looks like a highly modified E36, and then all of a sudden you do, like you say, a fucking third gear rolling burnout on the way out of a car meet, and everyone goes, fuck! Yeah.
Random thing I've just remembered, though. Do you remember the Lexus ISF?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'd have one of those, I think.
Yeah.
Because it was like E90 M3, but...
Better.
Japanese.
Mm.
Yeah, better.
Arguably better, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know what? Weirdly enough, considering I'm such a fucking...
What a noise they make.
God,
Yeah.
Lord, Terry.
Considering I'm such a BMW nerd, I do like anything that rivals an M3 or an M5.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Like a Kia Stinger.
Yeah. Or, what's the Alfa Romeo one they've done? Quadrifoglio.
Quadrifoglio.
Yeah.
Wow, lard.
Four cheese.
That's it, yeah. Gurk. Yeah, I think they're cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fast.
Yeah. But.
Maserati GT.
I have a soft... Not that I've ever owned one, been near one, sat in one, or even...
Talk to me.
They're so good.
I have a soft spot for a Mazda.
So good.
I really
What was
do.
That thing you had in the workshop from the 70s?
Oh, fucking... Kamsin. Bora?
You.
Kamsin.
You.
Maserati...
Thank you, night, much love.
But you're not going for a piss again, are you?
Yeah, I've nicked most of that bottle.
Well, don't then.
Don't then. It's going to be disgusting.
Yes.
There's a guy I follow on the socials. Oh, Meg. Jesus Christ,
man. Do you have a poo while you're in there?
Matt's Off-Road Recovery.
Right.
In America.
America.
Yeah.
In Birmingham, Alabama.
I don't know. It's a Corsair, whatever that is.
Yeah.
Station wagon.
Station wagon.
I'm going to... Let me just find a quick picture of it. I'll try and remember to share this.
Well, it's going out... This has been... Oh, no, it's not. Ignore me. I was about to say this is coming out tomorrow, but it's not. That's the Patreon. The bloody Patreon.
He calls it the Morvair.
Fucking cool.
It is cooler than a fucking cool thing.
Cooler than penguin piss.
Yeah. And then he's also... The wrecker thing that he built as well is just fucking brutal.
Fucking hell.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. And I see stuff like that. I see stuff like that and I'm like, yeah. Yeah, if I had loads of money, I'd build something like that. That's fucking badass. Yeah. But then you think, what the fuck would you use that in the UK?
Yeah.
Where? Nowhere. That's,
every
where.
Time, it's a bit similar, but every time it sort of floods like it is at the minute, or we get snow, or it's just generally a bit minging,
yeah.
I think, God, you know what? I'd love a fucking great big off-roader. Just like big old thing.
Yeah.
And I think that's going to be so much fun for 2 months of the year.
Yeah.
Horrible any other time.
Yeah. And this is the thing, you know, like I was saying the other night about building that Freelander sort of thing. It's like, yeah, it's cool. Twice a year.
Yeah.
And the rest of the... What are you going to do with it the rest of the time?
Yeah.
It's a shit old Freelander that's unreliable as fuck because you put a K24 with a turbo in it. And you're terrified.
And you're putting all the power through some cheese.
Yeah, and you've got some 35-inch mud pluggers in there. Like,
interesting, the words unreliable and Freelander don't normally go together, do they?
Never.
With that other K-series they came with.
Yeah.
Oh, that cave series you wanted. Psh, the kettle.
The KV6.
So, it was Whiteford, actually. So, when I was, like, young and stupider, I said, cool, yeah, I want a big flight. I'd love a 4x4, yeah, a big off-road on that. And Whiteford went, why?
Yeah.
I was like, fucking cool. He said, it's not cool. The tyres make so much fucking racket on the motor you can't hear it. You can't have a conversation.
Yeah.
It's shit for 355 days of the year. Yeah. But it's...
And every 10 years it'll be fun in the snow and that's it.
Yeah, but it'll kind of be all right on the other, like, 12 days or
it'll
whatever.
It'll do 20 miles a gallon.
It's, yeah. It's a bit like...
We've had a deluge of rain.
Yeah.
Tell you what, mine...
That'll
tell
come
you
in
what,
handy.
Mine will fucking wade. Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go. Let me ring all my other mates and we'll all go.
We'll go and flood people's houses a bit more.
Oh, you've got an F-Series Beamer, so you can't... Right, okay. All right, yeah, well, I'm going to go and drive through some puddles. All right, mate. Yeah,
maybe next time.
I'll send you a video if you want. No, oh, you don't want me to.
Hello. Right,
okay, bye. Brilliant.
Yeah. It's a bit like, I mean, numerous comedians have made the connection, but like bodybuilders... They have to go around looking like basically an armchair in a jumper for 340 days of the year.
Yeah.
And not sleep very well, not fit on public transport, not do any of these things. But when it matters, they can pick some shit up and put it back down again.
Yeah. I was just saying to Niall, I don't know, you might have heard of him.
Matt Armstrong Off-Road or something.
Matt's Off-Road Recovery. I follow him on my socials, but... He literally, that is what does on the tin.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's built a Corsair station wagon.
Yeah. Fucking hell.
Yeah, fucking badass.
Yeah, and then, right.
And then the wrecker that he's built is absolutely fucking monstrous.
Jesus Christ. Yeah.
And It's really good YouTube channel to follow as well, you know, because it's dead interesting, some of the shit that... I mean, don't get me wrong, there's loads of videos of, oh, we've been called out to go and recover another RZR.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing. Somebody's gone off and it's...
Got stuck.
It's got stuck, or it's snapped the fucking suspension arms and they're just winching this thing up with no wheels on it onto a trailer and that.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Right, okay. But there's plenty of stuff that they do which you're like,
nice.
Just shows how fucking badass some of the shit is that they've built, you know. And you see them, like, one of the things that he does is that he's got this local trail near him, which is a mixture of sort of everything, rock crawling and, you know, basically when you get there, if you turn left, you go and do rock crawling, and if you turn right, you go and do mud bogging, and if you, whatever... And yeah, so whenever he builds a new vehicle, that's his testing ground. He's got to be able to do, and you see that fucking great wrecker that he's built, and it's like, you know, 2 and a bit tons,
yeah,
and winches all over the place, and etc. And it's crawling up these mental fucking rock climbs, and you're like, yeah. That's fucking cool. You know, it's doing it all at about fucking 12 RPM. Blah, 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 blah. Up this fucking great hill. Yes!
So it's interesting, all this project car talk, and none of us have said Subaru or Evo.
Yeah.
I've never done it for you.
Subaru more than an Evo.
Yeah.
I'm the other way.
I'm kind of Evo over Subaru.
I think the problem is, this is just for me personally, the problem is that I prefer an Evo, but I only like the limited edition ones.
Yeah.
Such as?
Tommy Macklin version.
Right.
Like a proper one, though.
Not a five, like a...
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I quite like I love the look of a Blob Eye. I think they look fucking cool.
Yeah.
I think they look cool as rally cars. Sort of quite, especially like a tarmac spec one.
Yeah.
Sort of quite hunkered down and wide.
Yeah.
Because they're quite big-ish kind of cars. The classic's quite, in the scheme of things, quite a small car, isn't it?
See, I'd have a classic, personally.
A GC8.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nah, see, I like the idea, and I have, I knew you said flirted with the idea. What I mean is the sort of bullshit nonsense that we do when we're bored of an evening.
What if,
I like the idea of a 500 horsepower blob eye in blue with gold wheels. Simple as that. Yeah. No more, no less. No stickers, no 555, no doubt, flat out bullshit. Just blue, gold wheels, STI, and I'm not talking about my penis. 500 horsepower. And I want it to be fairly loud.
Yeah.
You know? And I want it to be a proper fucking Asbo car.
Yeah.
And that's what I would use it for. If I'm being totally honest, and it kind of pains me to say this, at my age, I'd probably drive it and think,
yes. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Blah, 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 blah. I mean, that's a bit rotary, but that's sort of like idol that they have.
Yeah. And you know, I'm exactly this. You all know I fucking love a rotary.
Every time I see anything rotary, I'm like, send John.
Yeah. I fucking love a rotary.
Share with John.
But I have the same thoughts as you've just said.
Yeah.
Like, let's just say I've got space, I've got knowledge, and I go and build myself a 3-rotor FD RX-7.
Cool.
Brab, 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 brab. Yes. And then my greying fat ass falls into it.
Yeah.
Greying? Squeeze it. Yeah.
Forget the ing.
But this is what I mean.
Meanwhile, teenage Archie is going, fuck's sake, Dad, what are you doing?
Yeah.
We're not going out in that.
And the problem is as well,
what happens is teenage Archie, when I'm not there, will show his mate, look at this. This is fucking cool. This is awesome.
No.
Blah, blah, blah. This is really cool, et cetera, et cetera. And then when he sees me driving it, he goes, oh, for fuck's sake, Dad.
Yeah.
Can't you go and buy a Mercedes like every other person your age, you know?
Yeah.
Oh.
You can't remember if this is teenage, Archie. You're also 10 years older than you are now.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I mean. Go, Dad, honestly.
Yeah.
There is a C220D out there calling your name, right? Not this.
Yeah, that is a problem. And also,
Dad, can I take your car to prom? Yeah, I'll drive you. No. That's not what I said. Yeah. I want to go to prom in your car. But I don't want you driving it.
Yeah.
But I won't waste. The problem is as well, is, I mean, I don't want to go down this kind of, you know, route, but it's not like when we were younger, where if you rocked up in an FD, going, blah, 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 everyone goes, fucking cool.
Most kids now are going,
no one's going to know what the hell
what
it is.
What is that? And probably. Why is it making so much noise?
It's only going
to be setting my anxiety off, all this noise.
It's only going to be the people our age coming out of home base.
Yeah.
Cool. Fucking yes, love.
Fuck nice one, mate. Like it.
Look at that. Look at that.
Meanwhile,
I'll put the stuff in the key.
Wife's there going, I don't care.
Yeah.
Just don't care. Not interested. I want a new kitchen.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
So when I say I'd love a 500 horsepower Scooby with fucking blue and gold wheels,
you love the idea of it. You wouldn't actually want it. 20-year-old
me wants
that. Yeah, it's the same as all of this.
Because I would feel
cool
like a bit
shit.
Of a Burke.
Yeah.
I would.
All of this cool shit that I've literally just said about, I wouldn't actually want to own it.
No.
You know, don't get me wrong. I'd love to, like you said,
that
would
have an
ISF
or an E90.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah,
but that's
cool.
The crazy shit.
Yeah.
You go, I want a replica of the Supra from Fast and Furious with the flying cock down the side of it. It's actually a man, but in my brain it's a flying cock, so... Whatever.
More than you can afford, pal, etc., etc.
More than you can afford, pal, Supra.
Two Jay-Z, no shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and that is the problem.
No,
is
brake
that,
calipers
is
on
that
the
I would love to build that E36.
Yeah.
And do it to, like, look at the paint on it, man. Mm. It's fucking immaculate.
Yeah.
Who owns it? Right, that overweight...
That guy's son. I know him.
That overweight middle-aged man... Who, like I've just said, probably ought to be driving a C220D because it looks like his back's going to give out momentarily.
Yeah.
Like it's a 50-50 chance.
Yeah. But then saying that, I think there are stuff. So like an E90 M3 is kind of, I don't want to call it an older man's car.
Oh,
but it's,
yeah, it is.
But it
yeah.
is.
Absolutely.
And it's the same with, you know, I think if I was to build, because I'd love to build like an out-and-out E36 track car, S54, stripped out the fuck, full cage painted, like, fuck it, you know, the like poly windows, a proper tool.
Yeah.
I don't think people would look at that and think, oh, who's this fucking fat bastard?
No.
But honestly, FD, a Scooby.
Yeah.
Some of the honestly, other
stuff. I was about to say the same thing as well. Just going back to the mental E36 thing.
Yeah.
I think as well it is different if you've done it yourself.
Yeah.
Rather than...
Checkbook car.
Yeah, rather than... Right, so what... So you've just signed a load of checks.
Mm. Yeah.
And you've got loads of people to build this car for you. Mm. You know, if you've done as much of it as you physically can yourself, I think it's different then, because it's then your pride and joy, isn't it? You know, and the problem is that when you get to that age... When you get to that age,
you've got the money to do it, and then it's
the car
like,
is cool, and the fact that you own the car is cool. Doing a third gear rolling burnout out of Marks and Spencers isn't very cool.
No,
yeah.
As much as I'm ready to argue with you,
it's not.
No.
Yeah, it's just.
See, that's the thing is, when I drive around in the compact, I'm perfectly aware that everybody thinks I'm a knob.
Yeah.
And I think it's happened twice.
Because they've got a colour clash in that. That's just his beard.
I knew exactly that's what he's fucking talking about. He's polishing Nick's steering wheel. Fucking hell.
Poor Nardo wheel.
Nardo. I just know.
It used to be suede, you know.
That's very shiny suede he's got in there. Just at the bottom.
What's happened to your t-shirt?
Have you changed a tyre? Technically.
I'm just carrying one round.
Yeah. Of sorts, yes.
So, like, what... Everyone thinks I'm a knob when I'm driving that.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you think I'm a knob full stop.
Yeah.
But I meant driving it. And every now and again, two people, one... Benny said to me, he said, Cole, you drove past my dad the other day. This is before me and him were proper bummers. And he was like...
Bummers,
yeah. And he said,
"My love,
that was it. I doth protest. I doth defend you or something."
Yes, yeah, so I doth defend your honour. When he said, "You just old looking,"
and basically he said, "Yeah, Dad said sounded fucking cool when you went past. He said, you've given it beans as well." And I thought, bloody hell! Every time I give it beans, I feel immediately embarrassed.
Yeah,
because I think let's just say I err on the side that I think I'm cool. Everyone around me thinks, look at this dickhead, right? And as I get older, I realise that's the case.
Everyone around you is going, I remember that twat from school. He hasn't grown up, has he?
Yeah.
Grown out, but not up.
Not his hair.
Certainly not.
Good.
But then somebody else come up to me and was like, oh, your mate, you got that compact, didn't you? I was like, yeah. And he was like, oh, mate, every time I used to see it around, mate, cool. Mate, I love seeing that. And I used to think, oh, nice. Twice that's happened. I've owned that car like 6 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Been off the road for five.
Yeah, if you want, if it suits your agenda, yeah. Although I did actually count how many miles I've done in that thing.
Yeah.
Put it this way, I've done more in the 330D in 2 months.
Yeah.
But it's not a car I drive every day, so fuck you, punk bitch.
It's not a car you drive ever.
But it's a...
Drove it last, it is, this year?
It is the same thing with me in the Cayman.
Yeah.
Is
yeah.
the only people...
I don't see him giving you shit for that.
The only people
that
come
shit the other day.
Oh, did
and you?
Well, you always give me shit.
Well, no, it's when you two were on the fucking our group chat, you know, the one that I am involved with, that you were giving me shit about, oh, you're having a midlife crisis. I want a silver Skoda. Coming from the man with a Ted Bundy fucking yellow Porsche and a purple fucking BMW that's too short. Fuck off.
True. Fuck off. I would argue with you, but again, you're entirely right.
Yeah. Yeah, like James A. Caster said, I've never been so offended by something so accurate.
Oh, Lord.
But yeah, it's the same thing in the Cayman. The only people that come up and compliment the car are...
40-year-old blokes.
Are men of my age or older.
Yeah.
You know, younger lads, give a fuck. It's not GT3 RS, so...
Yeah.
It's that's the problem.
Porsche. Yeah.
Couldn't afford a 911. It's like, you haven't got a driving license, kid.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
You can barely afford the bus, you fucking moron.
Yeah. Come Go get me. Bus money off your mum, you prick. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, poor man's 911. And your Mondeo diesel was a poor man's what exactly? Yeah. Or a rich
it's just
man's
a poor
what?
Man's car.
A rich, it's not even a, I mean, it's not even a Jag. At least buy a Jag and fucking come at me.
Yeah.
It's a fucking broke man's Jag, is what it is.
Yeah.
Not even just a poor man's Jag. It's a fucking gyro Jag.
I've said that before.
Can we settle on that?
Gyro Jack. That's pretty good.
Monday owners now. That's Gyro Jack.
Yeah, definitely. But honestly, if I'm ever in earshot, and it hasn't happened enough, but if I was ever in earshot of someone saying about, especially about yours, working poor man's line 11.
Where's your Porsche?
It's always said by people who don't own a 911 or anything in particular. Yeah.
Because they can't afford one.
It's just easier to go.
But this, you see the parts prices for it.
Yeah.
911 parts prices. Yeah,
more than you can afford, pal. 997. And that's what they all start with.
Thing is,
slash six, depending on which end of the car you're at. Yeah.
Depending if it's left or right hand side.
Yeah.
Top or bottom. But it's the problem is with me is the E36 does still have quite the following. Even from the young guns that only care about fucking stage two plus 140i's.
The RS3 bro.
The E36 does still have a following. But mine isn't a real E36, is it?
Mm.
It does kind of feel like, how can I say it? But you know what I mean? It's like, yeah, I've got an E36, confident.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? What have you got? E36, mate, confident. You know, and it's like,
well, it's half an E36.
Yeah, it's 4/5 of one. I think you'll find the wheelbase is the same length. Do you know what I mean? That's my only argument.
Yeah.
But even then, it's like, ropey Alabama. Because you say about, like, it's only blokes your age that come up to you. I'm the one who bought my 540, which was an E34.
Mm.
Cool. Cool now, cool back then.
Yeah.
540 manual in black with a gazillion miles on it, right? And it was technically newer than the car I replaced it with.
No one. It was older.
And it's just.
You had an R reg.
No, I didn't. N.
Was it N, was it? I thought it was R.
Sorry, you are right. It was R to M.
To M.
So two years.
Yeah.
But it was the generation before, technically. So but there was 2 years in it. It was late E34.
Mid E36.
Later.
Yeah.
But it was generation, but it was 2 years in it. And some girl was like, why do you get rid of your Beamer for that old thing? And I was like, you ain't got a clue of you. And it was on that day I realised... Don't buy cars to impress women.
No. The only cars to impress women like that are brand new, top of the range somethings.
Yes.
Yeah. Ferrari.
I don't think that.
I just think, because their bar is relatively low normally. They've got a reputation. But my mate bought a Corsa. Pussy wagon.
Yeah.
And we're all rocking around in cool shit.
Yeah. He's got
a
Corsa Unlimited Edition.
Yeah, I think he did have an Unlimited Edition. Yeah,
on a 12 plate.
Which is only a few years old.
40.
But the girl looks at him and goes, cool.
Yeah.
So then that's brilliant.
Yeah.
Look at this thing. It's great. It's cute. It's brilliant.
That's a 14 plate. But I don't care.
You know, I'm in a cool old Beamer.
Yeah.
Yeah, keyword there. Old.
Listen.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then on five again.
Listen to this until we get the third gear. Then there's a little crunch.
You know, I've not even dared try to explain to Soph why the M57's so cool. She just goes, yeah, nice car, Beamer, yeah, nice. I mean, it's older than her car, but she's just like, yeah, lovely. She wants a 1 Series. I've had nothing to do with that at all whatsoever. But she just it could be a 318D for all she cares.
Yeah.
Whereas I'm like, but it's a 330D though. And it's got electric folding mirrors and electric seats. And she's just like, phew.
Don't care.
Grey into it. Oh, wait.
Yeah. Oh, don't bring it up. Kill the mood now. Take the dash out and flock it. The whole thing.
Yeah.
Flock the lot of you.
Flock the door cards. Flock the roof lining. The carpet.
Actually, no. Flock the bonnet. Yeah.
Flock the windscreen.
Engine cover. That'll last.
Yeah.
Quite lucky, really. Like, shoulder up was all black. Partial shelf, black. I think shoulder down, grey.
Huh? Grey?
That's greyer than come on a mustache. It does my fucking head in. Anyway, we've done so well to Phil.
I think this has been quite good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was.
Then normally you sit here and you go, this is terrible. And you listen back and you go, that's not that bad. Granted, the bar is fairly low.
Yeah.
But
there isn't a bar.
No. It's all teetotal. Good. Well, John ain't.
No. Far from it, I think.
Yeah.
Functioning?
Mostly.
Barely. Yeah.
Occasionally.
Occasional function.
On occasion. On occasion you can function.
Yeah.
The alcoholic bit's still there. On occasion you can function. Well, we are an hour and something into it because I had to stop for a big poo, if you remember.
Unfortunately, yes.
And then Bowles left the room twice. Do you want to make any sort of bowel movements to have a piss? You've done nothing since you've got it, have you?
Thought a lot.
Other than provide comedy bronze.
Oh, Lord. Well, I've done a speed awareness course very recently.
Are you aware of speed now?
I am very aware of speed.
Are you aware of the sources of speed?
Yeah, me, mainly.
This one.
Yeah.
The right
this
foot.
Plate of meat right here. Boring.
Yes.
Fucking boring.
Yes.
I hate those environments, any sort of classroom environment where the teacher will ask, I know it's not a teacher in this thing, but a teacher will ask, or a trainer, whatever you want to call them, a question that you're sitting there and you think, I think I know the answer to that, but...
I ain't saying shit.
Well, I don't want to be the one to say it and get it wrong.
I ain't saying nothing, copper.
Anything? Niall? National speed limit. Yes, well done. And why is it a national speed limit?
Because the sign says so.
I don't know.
I just know that that's what that sign
means.
Yeah,
I just know. That's
and
what
I know
means.
The national speed limit is 60.
And the thing is with me is, believe it or not, and this podcast isn't what I would submit as evidence, but I'm quite bright. I can pick things up relatively quickly.
I'm definitely going not.
Would you say I was stupid? And don't be a dickhead about it.
Tim, nice but dim.
Right, I know that's a lie because you just call me nice.
Ugh.
Yeah. There's that hydrochloric acid to wash your mouth out with. But I'm not, speeding. I'm not like that, am I? I'm not completely Somerset, you know?
No.
Or Tiverton. Mainly Tiverton. Where you live or from.
Nope.
Lived.
Nope.
Anyway.
This is not the genital water of London.
There was one guy.
Where you're from.
Who quite clearly didn't want to be there. Did not want to be there.
Yeah.
To the point where 2 hours into a 3 hour fucking thing, I was nearly like, sorry, I'm sorry to start. Mate, we don't want to be here either. But
yeah.
We are.
Yeah.
So just fucking stop being a goon and just deal with it. Or take the points. You didn't have to do this. You could have taken the points. Or, well, if I take the points, you've got the ban. So you have to be here then. Shut up and just deal with it. Honestly, it was just like, just fucking around. She said, if you need to go to the loo, that's absolutely fine. She said, just raise your hand and then you can go. He just went, go in toilet. And just like fucked off. And I'm like,
10 minutes later.
Like, the problem is my face, and I didn't want to hide anything. I just laughed. And I give it a fucking hell. One of them. And she was like, anyway, so. And he came back. She was like, are you back now? And he was like, yeah. And I was like, I mean, you can see my face, but I'm just like, what the fuck are you doing? You're a grown man acting like there's much of a helm. There was an awkward bit where, like, my with my internet here, wired isn't right, wireless, litter. So every now and again it would be, so, was the speed Ernest, yeah? So then, Noel, what do you think? I was like, oh, fuck.
I like vegetables.
I was like, oh, fucking hell. But, yeah, I wouldn't say excited for it, but it was something new. I'd never done one before, believe it or not. And I was like, this might be a little bit of a hoop. If I can sit in here, cup of tea, and this, that, and the other.
And it was boring as all.
Oh, honestly, the whole thing is just like, yeah. Is there anyone in the room? I was like, no. It felt like a seance.
Yeah.
Is there anyone in the room? Is anyone here? Just knock twice for once, and two for no, and one the no. What? And I was just like, oh. Soph was like, can I just sit in with you? And I was like, yeah. And then she made a fucking, and I was like, and I had like an apple I wanted to eat, and I thought, well, my mic's on. I don't know if anyone in this room or anyone listening's noticed, but I don't know why, and it does my fucking head in as well. But I do clear my throat a lot. And if
we
you ever,
all notice.
Honestly, I hate it, so please do not go on about it. You know, have you ever used Zoom before?
Yeah.
You ever used Zoom before?
Mm. Why have speed you used? Awareness course.
Lol. What about you? Why did you use it? Work, I suppose.
Well, speed awareness course and and work stuff, yeah.
Well, every time it picks up your mic.
Yeah, your thing goes green.
Your thing goes green. 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 And
why
sometimes.
Did you just mute your mic?
Because she didn't let you. She kicks off. Niall, you appear to have your microphone. Honestly. Dull.
See, I was. I got ever so lucky with mine, because I did mine while I was at work.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I did it on my laptop. So I have my laptop in front of me and the work screen behind it. And I just, brightness on the laptop all the way down. And I was just like...
What, so did it speak to you? Like, to you directly?
He did once or twice, yeah. But... Yeah,
no, I
managed to just get away with doing, well, thankfully, I had some bits that I needed to draw on SolidWorks, so I didn't really need my keyboard, so I was just with my mouse, like, fixated on looking towards the camera, nodding away.
Speeding's terrible, click, click, click.
all of that. I just had my mic muted most of the time.
I was playing Grand Theft Auto.
He was fine. Oh, he was fine with it.
This
though.
Was our mind was shit, honestly.
Because what he was doing was if you muted your mic, he would try and catch you out. So he would be like you've just said. What do you think about that then, John? Or you know, he
call madness.
He'd see that your mic's muted, crazy hell. and then he would say, "So John, what would you do? What would you assume the speed limit is on a such and such?" And as long as you just
unmute 40,
yeah,
mute.
And well, and unless there's,
oh no, we had to have it on the whole time. All of this, I mean, this doesn't work in audio. All of this is shit that we had to write and then show the camera to show that we've fucking written it all down.
Oh fuck me, no, I didn't have to do that.
NSL, national speed limit. NSL, national speed limit. NSL. No signs or lights. NSL, that's how you know it's the national speed limit. Wales have fucked everything up because now everything isn't uniform anymore.
Yeah.
Used to be default was 30. Yeah. Now it might be 20, it might be 30.
Honestly, I've never seen the picture of the Welsh flag so many fucking times to denote, by the way, it's slower there. Look out. One physical central reservation. I asked a question on here. I'm sure it was on here. What counts as a reservation? Like, because it's 60... Was it 50 or 60? 60. I mean, it's probably why I clearly didn't pay any fucking attention.
Yeah.
But
in a car, it's 60.
60 if what?
There's a barrier of some sort.
I think.
But what is the some sort?
I think it's an actual division.
I think it'd be
lanes.
A grass verge. It can be a wall. It can be whatever like
I
that.
I think it's a curb.
Well, I have the actual physical answer with me now.
Go for it, mother trucker.
Literally anything physical.
Yep.
Hedge, curb. I thought it had to be a physical barrier.
No.
Anything.
No, because I think I used
a white line doesn't count.
Nope.
But no. A physical obstacle does.
I think I used the example of the A38 up above the Beam Bridge.
Yeah.
That is a 70. That section where it's actually signposted dual carriageway ahead.
Yeah.
That section is 70, but there's no Arco barrier.
Yeah.
Right.
There is just
the grass verge that you could jump quite easily.
Yeah. All these terrifying numbers that 126,000 people are slightly injured every day. I tell you what, one thing they get right on the Patreon. If you're not a patron, patreon.com/lemonlifeautopod. Access to the back catalogue, numerous episodes. The Discord is fantastic, and we will have stickers very soon. I was supposed to pick them up this week, but my week went mental. It's only Wednesday.
Is that so, new ones around?
New ones. We're going to have some testers for us, and if we're happy with them,
nice.
Big batch. Happy days. Patreons, free sticker, free sticker, free sticker, free sticker. It is imminent. Sign up. We might be doing a January discount. Who knows? Not that it fucking matters because no cunt signs up. Anyway, we were talking on the Patreon about the difference between a million and a billion and all sorts of other numbers of interest that were baffling to
tell
the soul.
Tell Dr. Evil.
Yeah, exactly. So nothing. So we were taught something on this speed awareness course and I thought, really? The more I think about it, maybe it's true, but it did still surprise me. Seeing as this is an educational section, would you like to hear the fact that they told us?
Yeah, go for it.
Dazzle us with factoid.
Okay. What? If you stop a car at 30 miles an hour, you will stop at Anne Point, whoever she is, right? If you are doing 31 miles an hour, at the same point you would have stopped at 30, you will still be doing how many miles an hour? You had to
three.
Oh, I remember this.
No, it's gonna be more than that. I'm gonna say 13.
No, too high.
No, I think it's like five,
eight.
Yeah.
Which is mad, really, isn't it? Mm. 1 mile an hour. I'm guessing it's because of weight.
It's
and
reaction
physics
time, and yeah. Although the reaction time's the same, you'll travel further. But
the other thing as well that I is what they're classing as stopping distance in feet. I mean, that hasn't changed in
the highway code is written about a Ford
50
Anglia
years ago.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, I can't remember. Do you know what the distance is in feet that they reckon you'll stop from 60 mile an hour?
Nah.
Whatever it is.
57.
No, it's more than that.
850.
But anyway.
Bullshit, no, he's a professional driver.
You say that.
Do you get paid to drive? Professional driver.
That's not what I was getting at.
Professional burn.
When was the last time you... Definitely one of them. Is it something like 105 feet based on a Ford Anglia? Something
yeah,
silly.
It's something fucking
I'll
silly,
just Google it, shall I?
Yeah.
Yeah, easiest way.
High... Jesus Christ. Highway code.
Highway to burp.
Stopping distance. What?
Good.
I don't know what this means. I have to do maths.
Oh my God.
Oh, no, it's okay. It's here. What?
It's 10:30.
No, it's not.
It's 10:20.
Fuck me running.
That's because you wanted to show us 2 15-minute-long videos earlier. Probably.
Yeah.
3 minutes apiece, but okay. Yeah.
Oh. Now I know which side your bread's buttered.
Well, you knew that anyway.
I did, yeah. 60 mile an hour. Is you went in feet or meter-ins?
Either.
Whatever it's in.
It's both, so which do you want it in?
Feet.
Both.
Both.
128 feet.
No. What, from 60? No. This is thinking distance and braking distance added together. 240.
Yeah, I wasn't far off. Half of it.
But that's based on like a Ford Anglia.
Yeah, and this is what I was going
to
say.
Which takes a year to get to 60 anyway, and he's on cross plies and drum brakes.
Is that in modern day cars, I mean, there can't be that many cars that actually take that distance to stop.
No. Especially, yeah, modern stuff now.
Yeah. Just with standard brakes.
Yeah. Well, ABS is incredible these days. Yeah. Everything else is... Hazards.
Right.
Formula One corner.
No, I'm going home.
Well, we'll do it in the new year. Gives us something to talk about.
Yeah.
But Lando Norris is the world champion.
Hoorah.
Hoorah.
By 3 points.
2 points.
2 points.
Did you enjoy the race, Bulge?
I thought it was three.
Two.
I missed it. Where did Senna come?
Right. Well, Bruno.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wish you'd watch it, because you would enjoy it. That's the problem. Why would you not? Don't say snooze fest, because you don't even know, do you?
It's a bit Americanized these days, isn't it?
Is it... But John is somebody who watches racing regularly. Is it Americanized?
No.
It just seems a bit... I don't know.
There's a circus around it, which is very Americanized,
yeah,
which you can avoid.
I don't watch any of the pre-race
I don't watch
shit.
Any build-up. I watch
none
post-race
of that stuff.
Just get annoyed because no one will talk to Brundle because there's a singer that no one's heard of.
Yeah.
Apart from the youth of today. I don't watch any build-up. The racing itself, trust me, there is an almighty fucking circus around it, which is a bit Americanized, a bit shit, a bit stupid,
maybe that's
a bit social
media.
Maybe
that's what I'm thinking of
then. The racing itself, I would wholeheartedly recommend it. We're going into a reg change.
Mm-hmm.
There's many changes afoot. We've got even more teams on the grid now.
Even more people leaving Red Bull.
Well, this is what I wanted to talk about, really, which is a shame.
It's too late.
I've got fucking edit this for tomorrow.
Yeah.
Well, you two get to slope off and do nothing, and I have to put all the rubbish in the bin.
Here, aren't I?
Isn't
I? but please, try next season. All you have to do is watch the 7-minute YouTube highlight videos. You don't have to do anything else. For the good of the pod, probably.
The greater good.
We'll see.
That means
who's that?
New. Right. This
Will Smith's retarded brother.
Alrighty then. This is the last episode we are doing before Chrysler. Merry Crimmin.
You're allowed to say retard now.
Yeah.
Like, no, there's a retard.
Yeah. It means slow.
Yeah.
So, this is our last record before Christmas. So, we want to thank you all for listening this year. It's been absolutely fantastic.
For your unwavering support.
Yeah, and honestly, one thing I will just say, and we have kind of touched on this before, we got our Spotify numbers through. They made for very interesting reading.
Yes.
Very interesting reading. It generally does feel like, and I don't mean this in a negative way, that we are broadcasting to three people.
Yeah.
And mainly I think it's out of pity they listen to us, because it's mainly people we interact with all the
on
time.
On a daily basis.
So they kind of feel like, oh, I kind of have to, because someone might ask me about it. But it would appear that there is more of you.
Yeah.
The problem is, I see the numbers on the screen. They make for interesting reading. Higher than I would have thought. Still very low. But still, we're grateful for any number of listens we get. If you listen, pop up and say something. Send us a private message on Facebook or Instagram, because, well, me and John have got access to them.
Yeah.
Send us a message. Comment on something.
Yeah.
Just let us know. We would love to hear from you. Because the ones we do know about, we love and adore.
Send us an email.
At podcast@lemonadelifestyle.co.uk. Don't do that, because it's awkward. I can't bother to respond to emails. But
send me an email.
Send John an email. John@phoenix.
Info. Yeah.
John.young@.
No, not even John.young.
Just John.
Yeah. But info@rpmotorworks.co.uk. Send me an email.
Just send him an email. Just honestly, if you're... Just go on your phone now and think, do you not fuck it? John, J-O-N, at RP...
No.
What? It isn't it?
No.
Info.
Info.
I thought you could have at least spelt it. Oh, info. Info at RP Motorworks.
Yeah.
And it is just motor, yeah. M-O-T-O-R, yeah. Works, with an S.
Yeah.
Because you're not a retard.
Yeah.
Thinking you're cool, spelling it with a Z.
Yeah.
.co.uk.
Yeah.
Just send him an email.
Do it.
That says... Just listen to the podcast, mate.
Here's the email.
Here's the email you
asked
for.
By the way, my name is...
Yeah.
Hi.
My name is...
What?
But if we would genuinely, like I said, the listeners we know about, we've got our American friends, and basically people we are friends with on a daily basis. I think that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you do listen, and if especially if you've never contacted us, because there's people that like the Facebook page.
Yeah.
And I think...
Who are you?
Do you listen? Who are you?
Yeah.
Pop up. So please... Be it your New Year's resolution, just to pop up and say hello to us, because we would absolutely love to hear from you. But again, thank you so much for the last 12 months. We very much look forward to next year with the pod.
Yeah.
If Bowles hasn't killed me by then.
Never know.
You never know. It's never zero, is it?
No.
The likeliness of me being murdered by you. Anyway, Bowles, say bye. Would you like to say anything to the listeners?
Merry Christmas.
Nice. What if they're a different religion to you?
Too bad.
This is the one I celebrate, so fuck you. Yeah, anything else?
Happy New Year, and hopefully Niall's not dead next year.
Well, you hope for that, do you? You actually hope
That's
for
nice.
That. That gives me some...
Christmas.
Some hope.
Christmas wishes.
Some cheer.
Yeah, I might celebrate.
Yeah.
I might annoy him double now. I know I'm going to get away with it.
Then you won't get away with it.
Yeah, only for 3 weeks or so, though.
Yeah.
John.
Well.
Merry Christmas.
Happy Chrysler.
There, Merry Christmas.
It is Christmas. Anyway, thank you so much again. I just dipped away from the microphone. Thank you so much. John is eager to leave.
I am.
You have no idea. He's angled his chair away. He has everything gathered.
I'm out.
He's Duncan Ballantyne. Right, we love you all. Thank you so much. Bye. I'll say I love you.
No.
Say we love you.
No.
Say, caw, you spot on.
No.
Just as the end of the year, say something.
I don't care. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.